The Legion's Labyrinth Summary. The 2026 General Chapter of the Legion of Christ became the proverbial mountain in labor. Far from offering reform, it guaranteed continuity by appointing a new director general who reaffirms the Mexican character of the legionary leadership. Mexico is far from being a role model in terms of internal reform to handle the effects of clergy sexual abuse, and the arrival of Carlos Gutiérrez López as the latest successor to Marcial Maciel demonstrates that there is little to no desire to imagine a future different from what the little more than 80-year history of the order founded by Maciel has been. There is no reason to believe that Gutiérrez López can be the one to resolve the root of the abuse crisis, as the voices of abuse survivors remain absent. The story shows how, 16 years after the first apostolic visitation, the order remains trapped in a self-referential loop that prioritizes institutional survival over transparency and justice. Carlos Gutiérrez López as Director General is a clear signal of continuity rather than change. He entered the order in 1999, precisely when the public scandal regarding Marcial Maciel was reaching one of its peaks. In that sense, his election is that of a leader formed in the bunker mentality that Maciel created in the Legion. As a legionary aspirant, he lived isolated from civil news and was trained under the sectarian methods of internal forum control set by the founder. His career has developed exclusively in countries with historically weak judicial oversight, Mexico, Chile, Venezuela, and Colombia, which means that the new head of the Legion lacks experience in dealing with proactive legal systems or prosecutors willing to hold religious orders accountable. The Pope's message to the Legion left a bitter taste of disappointment, confirmed by Gutiérrez López's election. The papal message of January 2026 called on the Legion to remain faithful to its original source. To a trained reader, the source is Christ. However, for survivors and former members, the phrase evoked Maciel, turning it into a target for memes and new communication failure. The papal ambiguity regarding the Legion occurs, unfortunately, alongside other ambiguities, the Vatican's practice of excluding the Pope's meetings with survivors from the official Boletino, or Leo XIV's willingness to receive those in Brazil who still promote Marco Rupnik's mosaics at the Basilica of Our Lady of Aparecida. Taken together, Pope Leo's mixed signals suggest that Rome is retracing the few steps forward taken by Pope Francis, as it insists on sending equivocal, unclear messages that lend themselves to confusion and misinterpretations that only further hurt survivors. The mixed signals reinforce the perception that the hierarchy remains oblivious to the magnitude of the damage inflicted by predators and continues to fail in recognizing the effect abuse and its never-ending scandals has had on affiliation to the Catholic Church. In Mexico, the clearest evidence of the failure of the Legion's pastoral model is the state of Quintana Roo. For more than 50 years, the order administered this territory, with the late Bishop Pedro Pablo Elizondo Cardenas as its last prelate and first bishop for almost 20 years. The diocese became a favorite territory for practicing the geographic solution, receiving predators such as Fernando Martinez Suarez, while parishes in the most marginalized areas became spaces to punish those who broke legionary discipline. According to the Mexican census, the demographic results are devastating. Catholic affiliation in Quintana Roo fell from 88 to 54% between 1970 and 2020. This loss, added to the lies used to try to sugarcoat this decline in official reports to Rome, exposed the myth of the Legion's model as the solution to the problems of the Catholic Church.